Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Women series. How are you doing today, Jessica? We have missed you so much.
Yeah, I'm doing awesome. Thank you. It's so great to be back. I missed you guys last week, and I was on this really, and, you know, Keena and I always say that we are, you know, both committed to growing. We do the work. We don't just talk the talk. We do the work, and we share it with you guys on the show. And I was doing a week-long, pretty much intensive kind of transformation work, and it was just amazing. And, you know, if anyone on this show who's listening in tonight has not done transformation work, just Google it. Find the nearest place by you that does transformation work. I wish I gave myself the gift I gave myself this week of really kind of learning who my authentic self is. And it was just a great experience. Thank you, Akina, for holding the fort down and putting out some amazing shows. I got to listen to them today. They were fantastic while I was gone. And I'm just looking forward to tonight. We have an amazing guest on the show talking about one of my all-time favorite topics. Akina, why don't you introduce our listeners to who we have the pleasure of speaking to today?
Certainly, Jessica. We have the pleasure of speaking to one of my favorite people, Miss Kenya Halliburton. And she is an online business visionary and visibility accelerator. That's a lot, right, ladies? Well, we're getting ready to find out what all of that's about. Kenya, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, Akina and Jessica, thank you so much for having me on the show. I am, you know, a fan of what you guys do, and I'm just honored to be here, so thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much. It's our pleasure, Kenya.
What does that mean? That's a big title, right? Well, really what that means is, you know, I started my business in 2007 as a virtual assistant. And, you know, it's been quite a journey. I started out, you know, working for small businesses, helping them do the stuff that they hated to do, right? So I was like, you know, the person that came in and lifted your load. And as I started my journey, as I started building my business, you know, I needed a lot of the things that a lot of us need, you know, websites, all of that other stuff, you know, in terms of how we get the word out about what we do. And I just fell in love with that whole process. And so I learned, I got certified in online business management, certified in social media marketing, and, you know, learned a lot of different, you know, marketing strategies and had the opportunity to work for some amazingly successful, you know, business owners online and off. Through a lot of my experiences, I kind of was trying to figure out a way to pull all of that knowledge, all of that information, all of those skills together in a way that made sense to me, but also made sense for the people that I was serving. And so that's kind of how that whole title came to be, try to address all the different things that, you know, I help people accomplish in their lives and businesses.
Wow, that is wonderful. And then you serve people, too, with all of that. That is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all about service here.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of service, you know, I call the women that I work for Shiro Entrepreneurs. And I call them that because, you know, they have, you know, courageously stepped out, and you guys are examples of Shiro Entrepreneurs, and many of the ladies and people listening, I'm sure you have some heroes as well. But, you know, whenever you step out to answer that call, to answer that thing, that pull, that that thing deep in your soul that's pulling you, and use your gifts and talents that God has given you to serve other people. That's a really, really courageous thing, and it's not something that's easy to do. And so I know today we're talking about, you know, living your profitable purpose. And so, you know, women entrepreneurs, sure entrepreneurs, we all have, you know, things that, we all have gifts and talents and purpose. You know, we're all here for a reason. And it's a really special thing to discover that and really step out and, you know, set yourself up to be able to serve people with your gifts and talents and calling. But the challenge often becomes, you know, how do you prosper in your place of purpose? How do you prosper in the place of your assignment? And, you know, I mentioned that I did all this training, I had all this experience working with women, but I also had my own journey, you know, in setting up my business and, you know, taking what I feel like I was called to do and serving other people with it and helping them to then serve the people that they're meant to serve. But what was happening was there seemed to be like this disconnect that was happening with, you know, women entrepreneurs who were setting out to pursue their purpose. And, you know, I don't know if you guys can relate, maybe some of the ladies on this call can relate, but you start to, you know, get this vision that God is giving you, and you connect it, you plug into your purpose. And you say, you know what, I'm going to start a business, I'm going to start a ministry or a movement to really, you know, put my ideas, my gifts out there to help people live a better life, build a better career, whatever that is that you do. And then you start getting into the rhythm and the logistics of making that happen. And what usually happens is we jump head first. You know, we live in a world where, you know, you can pretty much build a business for free, you know, I mean, anything that you want to do, every resource that you need to make it happen is right there at your fingertips. But what I found is that is also kind of the problem, right? Because there's just so much out there. Ends up happening is we just kind of jump into this pool of everything, and we find ourselves a lot of times drowning in the excess of it all, you know, getting overwhelmed by everything that we have to do. And what ends up happening and what I've seen happening to, you know, people that I've worked with and also in my own journey is that you end up compromising your purpose. Your purpose becomes compromised. And you get to these spaces where, you know, you're questioning whether you're in the right place. You know, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? You know, it's not really paying off for me right now. You know, I'm doing all this work. I'm in all of this action, and nothing is really happening. And so what I wanted to talk to your listeners today about is, you know, how to clear all of that clutter, how to navigate, you know, all of the noise and chatter and static that is out there to really not only plug into your purpose and be able to walk fully in that and feel fulfilled and doing what you're called to do and what you're gifted to do, but also to be able to make a good living doing it. You know, we talked a little bit before the call, Jessica, you know, you mentioned, like, you know, how important it is to really be able to, you know, make a living in your purpose, to be able to prosper in your purpose.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, women, we tend to be very nurturing beings, and women are very loving and very, very giving, and that's what makes women so really wonderful at really that sense of community that we tend to develop. But, you know, one of the problems that women have, and we had a show about this as well, is women don't want to charge with their worth. You know, a lot of times women feel like I have this mission in life and there's something I really want to do. And it's this extraordinary, amazing vision that can really help and inspire and empower people. And they want to do it and they do it. And it's phenomenal. But unfortunately, because they don't make it, they don't find a way to monetize it or to be profitable, they can only give a certain small portion of themselves. You know, if there's something that God gave you a mission to do, know that He wants it to be profitable because He wants you to be able to give yourself fully to your mission. You know, if you are afraid to charge because if you're thinking, okay, you know what, I want to help people, you know, I can't make them pay me money or I can't ask them for money. You know, what it's really saying ultimately at the end of the day is that you don't think you matter and that you don't think your purpose is grand enough or worthy enough to be able to commit your life to it. You continue to do the 9-to-5 job, and then you know what? Maybe 1 hour, 2 hours, you know, after work, some nights when you're not tired or it's convenient, you live in that purpose. But that's like not really what our goal is to do, right? My goal is to live into my purpose of empowering and uplifting women and inspiring them to create the life of their dreams all of the time, not just, you know, when I'm feeling not too tired after work. My goal is to do that all the time. And Kenya, like you pointed out, the only way to do that is to find a way to live in our purpose and have it be profitable. And I know that you know, and this is one of the things I said, it's amazing, and I look up to you because Akeena and I are in the process of doing this. You know, you are full-time working for yourself, living in your purpose, right? That's amazing. Congratulations. And share with us, how did you do that?
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, it is a blessing. It's so amazing. It's such a blessing. But I will have to say I've been doing this for, you know, since 2007. And it's been a journey, you know, really, you know, it's not easy. You know, they say if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. there's definitely some struggles and things you have to learn. And part of it was really understanding, you know, I had a conversation about this with a friend of mine the other day, and we were talking about how, like, we're all kind of plugged into this matrix. And, you know, our society kind of, we're kind of brought up to, I believe there was a point in time where we were bred to be more thinkers or that we had more thinkers among us. But there's just this this culture of, you know, being plugged in and other people telling us what to think, feel, and how to act. And so I'm plugging from that to step out and consider my own ideas and consider my own gifts and that kind of thing was a really, really challenging thing because I went into my business with an employee mindset. I had gifts and talents, but like you said, I didn't value them. So it took a lot of time to work through a lot of those issues to get to the point where I see very clearly, you know, what works and what doesn't work. And so part of the thing that got me here and the thing that I want to share with you guys today is through all of these different experiences, my successes, my failures, and, you know, I still make mistakes and I'm still figuring some things out. But through all of those experiences and through working with other people and seeing, you know, colleagues of mine who are doing this and trying to do this and all of their hard knocks and all of that, I really came up with this system. And it's four pieces, four elements that we really need if we're going to live in our profitable purpose. And this is kind of where what has gotten me here now is these four things. And the first most critical thing is what addresses a lot of what you just pointed out, Jessica, you know, that tendency we have as women to undervalue ourselves and dive deeper into, you know, following someone else's version of success and trying to claim that as our own. And so the first thing is to have clarity of lifestyle and business vision. And I posted in the group a question for us all to answer. And that question is, what do you want? I would say probably the number one reason I am where I am now and have so much clarity and confidence and definiteness of purpose is being able to answer that question. So I have to give you guys this really crazy story about how this actually came to be. So a few years ago, and I just want to be very transparent with you guys, because this is not about play, right? I mean, this is about real life, so I don't want to give you guys fluff. I want to give you the real deal. So maybe three or four years ago, my husband and I, you know, were going through a rough patch, and so I found myself separated from my husband, you know, for the third time in 3 years. And I was, you know, I had my own apartment. I was, you know, raising two boys, actually three boys. One was a newborn. And I was just like, what has happened to my life? I was running a business, trying to raise children. And I just woke up one day and was like, you know, I'm going to boycott life and I'm just going to watch TV. I'm just going to veg out and I'm going to watch TV and really my computer. And so I'm flipping through and I'm watching this documentary that Beyonce had, Life is But a Dream. And so I'm watching this, and she said something that was interesting. She said that she talked about, you know, getting rid of her father as her manager and becoming her own manager. And she said the first thing that I had to ask myself as my own manager is, what do I want? And for some reason, that question kind of jumped out at me. It was like, what do I want? That's interesting. What do I want? And, you know, because my life was in such a state, and I was, you know, I found myself, I had clients, I had, you know, things happening, but, you know, I had clients that weren't paying on time, I wasn't really charging what I was worth, so it was just a real tough time for me. And I got so frustrated with myself because that seemed like a very simple question. What do you want? And I couldn't answer it. And from that moment on, I made it my mission to know that answer to that question at all times, in every part of my life, in every part of my business. Because what I realized was that because I didn't know that answer, I was living what whoever was in my space, whoever I came in contact with, I was living what they wanted. I was giving everybody what they wanted, but I wasn't getting what I wanted and what God had purposed in, you know, in his will for me. And so I asked that question, you know, to myself. I asked that question to my clients. Now, the reason why that question is important is because everything you do in terms of, you know, how you determine how many hours you're going to work every day, every week, you know. And I know I have moms on this call. I have caretakers, you know, listening to this, who you have demands of life you have to attend to, as well as trying to walk in your purpose. And so just because you come across some kind of really great strategy or really great tool or really, really great thing that someone else is saying, hey, this is the ticket to success, this is, you know, how I got there, and, you know, if you do this, you'll make, you know, all the money you need tomorrow, you can quit your job. It could look great, and it could make sense, and it could probably even work. But if it doesn't match your life and what your real needs are and what your real wants are, like, I really had to step back and say, you know what, I have three children, I have all this stuff going on in my life. There are just certain things that I cannot do and I don't want to do because it just doesn't fit. So that is the first step. Right, is to really lock into what you really want so that you don't get, like, spread, like, all around. And, you know, you feel that overwhelm and that stress and that frustration because you're doing things that don't line up with what you want, who you are, your core values, and really what your life demands at that moment.
Wow, that's powerful.
Yeah, that's really powerful. Yeah. I really like that. You know, for me, one of the things that I always coach when I coach people, and one of the things I often ask them is, you know, what does it look like for you? What does success look like for you? Mm-hmm. And one of the issues is a lot of people don't know what they want, and it's kind of like they're blindfolded and just throwing darts at things, hoping something's going to pop or break or work for them. But, you know, if you don't know what you want, you can't possibly create the life of your dreams. And, you know, one of the things that Keenan and I coach people on all the time is creating that life of your dreams. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you are not sure, not positive of what that looks like, then, you know, you're going to wind up in a situation where you're missing opportunities, because things that you would help you, that would serve you and bring you into your purpose, you're not going to be able to see them. And, you know, we know our brains are neurologically wired this way. When there's something that you want and that you focus on, you know, your RAS, your reticular activating system, it helps you see opportunities in your environment, and you attract these opportunities to you. So you can fulfill your dreams and you can create your dreams. But if you don't know what you want, if you don't even know what you're looking for, how can you expect God or your universe, whatever you call it, to give you what you're looking for? You have no idea. Yeah. So, you know, the fastest way to really start manifesting your life's desires, and the fastest way to really to create the life by your design, is to find your purpose. And not only just find it and have it this sort of like, well, I want to be financially free. That's my favorite one, is every time I coach somebody and, well, what's your goal as an entrepreneur? Financial freedom. Well, what does that look like for you? Because what it looks like for me is probably what it is different than what it looks like for you. You know, if you're financially free, what does that mean? What are you going to do the day that you wake up when you're financially free? How do you know that you've achieved it? Is it when you have $1 million in the bank? Do you want $10 million in the bank? Do you want to be able to, like, wear, you know, Gucci and Prada? Do you want to be able to travel the world in the Amazon, you know, wearing the clothes on your back you can carry? What does it look like? You have to know what living in your purpose looks like.
Absolutely. And that is the key. And that is, when I lock into that, that's when everything changed for me. Because I was able to block out anything that didn't line up with that. And, you know, avoid all these stops and starts and the guilt and, you know, all of the mess that comes with, you know, kind of trying to build the life you want to live from the outside in. You talked, you know, at the beginning about, you know, doing the transformational work and really locking and getting on the inside of you. You know, that's the stuff we run from. But you can't, because it's always going to come up. So you have to really, really lock into that. And so, it's just not that. There's some other questions that you need to ask yourself, too. But it really, everything to me starts there. And it's like, you know, you build on top of that. The second secret, if you will, that I learned was that you have to establish some way to create consistent cash flow for yourself. Dependable month after month that really doesn't require you. And so there is a way that you do that. First of all, you know, going back to that, getting clear on your vision and your lifestyle and business vision is really knowing your business. You know, what are you offering? You know, who are you serving? You know, what is your, you know, that whole ideal client thing? Like, who is the person and what do you have to offer? And once you understand what you have to offer, really understanding how to sequence those in a way that takes the person that you're serving on a journey from where they are to where they want to be. And so a lot of times we miss that. You know, I work with a lot of women entrepreneurs, speakers, authors, coaches who are building these online businesses, and you know, they're creating all these programs, and you got books, and you got programs, and you have all these things that are helpful. But of course, we live in a world where there's just so much stuff, and so in order to really set yourself apart from the competition, in order to create some security for you and build that know, like, and trust for your target audience and the people that you're serving, is to really set things in such a way where you have done the work for your ideal client, the person that you're serving, and you're saying, hey, listen, I serve you. I know your needs. I know that you're struggling with this problem. You know, this is where you are, point A, and you want to get to point B. And I have a solution. Here's where you start. You know, and you start here and you get that first piece of that result that you want. And then here's the next thing, you know, and that may be several programs. It may just be one, but really understanding, you know, how do I take my customer from where they are to where they want to be? And when you do that, you're going to lock in a customer that comes back and purchases from you over and over again, because you know they've already gone through that first thing that and they loved it and they got the result and they're like, I'm ready for the next level. And we know statistically that it's easier to capture an existing client and get them to buy from you again than it is to go out and get a new client. And so that was the second piece that I had to figure out. Like, how do I take the people that I serve from where they are to where they ultimately want to be? How can I do that? And then you set up your products and your programs and the systems that support that to make that manifest.
Wonderful, wonderful. So now once you have set up the products and the services and they're on the journey, because, you said we're taking them on the journey, so mm-hmm. where does this journey go from there?
So here's the thing that you have to understand. Most of the activities that you do to build your business and to, walk in your purpose and get people, aware that you're there to serve their purpose, blogging, podcasting like you're doing, all these different methods, outside of understanding that sequence that I talked about, it's really hard to get the results that you want. But the other part of that is that it takes a little bit of time to build that out. Now, how much time, it depends on where you are and what you have and who you're working with to help you kind of line that up. So while you're doing that, and it's important that you commit to doing that, because that's going to be like the foundation that you can set up that eventually will allow you to be free to, if you decided that you wanted to, have a 4-hour work week or, go on vacation every quarter or whatever that, like Jessica said, whatever your lifestyle was that you mapped out, part of what's going to allow you to make that happen. So you have to commit to setting that up. But in the meantime, you still need to make money. And so what happens to a lot of us is we get so caught up in all these details and building out all of these different marketing things that they're telling us we need to do to get clients, right? And so you're doing all that stuff, and you're so entrenched in the details that you forget, okay, I know this is important, but I need to, how am I going to make money now? And so the third step and the third secret that I learned is to create your proactive profit path or your now money path. So, and I think Jessica can relate to this because you mentioned that you're in the network marketing world, so you can appreciate this. And this is kind of where I learned this from. Direct sales professionals, marketers, or anybody that's in any kind of sales type of position or atmosphere understands the whole art of, connecting and building relationships and creating opportunities to present what you have to offer to a potential buyer. And it's just about relationships. It's just about getting out there and networking. So figuring out what that looks like for you. Do you go to networking events? Can you set up some sort of strategy where you reach out to your network, whether it's your Facebook network, whether it's your LinkedIn network, and set up opportunities to have conversations with, potential clients and strategic partners? And, how often, how many people do you need to speak with to help you convert, one of your offers? And typically these are going to be more of your higher-end offers because, you're building a, a direct contact type of relationship. So that's the next thing. It's like, okay, while I'm building out this structure and setting myself up for long-term success, I need to establish something that's going to allow me to create immediate income for myself. And this is probably the most challenging for people because it requires you to step out, and it requires you to step up, and it requires you to reach out and stand in your knowledge, stand in your gifting, and talk to people and ask them, hey, is this something that you would be interested in? Now, there are a lot of different ways you can go about that, but that's the whole premise. So you have, you figure out what you want, you know, you go through that process of defining your lifestyle goals, your income goals, then you start setting up your passive income stream, and then you start figuring out, okay, while you're setting up your passive income streams, you figure out your now money strategy. You know, I'm going to be proactive about making this happen.
Yeah, that's great advice. And, you know, we may have to actually leave our listeners with that recap of our call tonight, because we are just at 9:30. I think we could talk about this topic forever. I know this is something we're all really passionate about. I mean, Akina, I know living into your purpose is your absolute favorite topic. But thank you so much, Kenya, for being on the show and sharing with us tonight. If, you know, anyone wants to get in touch with you, I know you have an offer for everyone, right, a free gift. How can they access you and your free gift?
Yes. Well, I have a free gift for you guys that walks you through the first part of what we talked about today at moneymarketingandfreedom.com. And if you just get on my list, then we can connect from there. And, you know, of course, I'm on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Kenya Halliburton. You can just Google it and find me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on our call. It was such a pleasure and honor to have you with us tonight. And I'm just so pumped up and ready. I know Akina and I are creating our purpose. So, you know, get out in the world, everybody, and just live into your purpose and make money doing it and embrace it and love it and really just see that difference in the world.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, guys. Right. Thanks so much.
And if you want your training, go to the event page, and the link is there so that you can get all that Kenya has to offer. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thanks, everyone. God bless. Have a great night. We love you, and we can't wait to see you and speak to you on the Changing Minds Online Sunday night evening call. So we'll see you then. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.